talk about nerves. Well, my name is Marty Lasandras, and you say it right, brother. And I've been in San Luis, Mexico now about 10 years. The ministry the Lord has laid on my heart, like Brother Brian said, is mainly working with the children. I have clubs in different parts of the city. I guess every week, you know. And so I guess there's about 50 or 60 kids each week, you know, that I'm in contact with. I also get a chance on an individual basis to deal with some of the neighborhood kids because they like to come over and play on the swing that I have in front of my house. And they like to play with Chinchil's toys. And so they do come, and that gives me a chance to talk to them individually, especially those that I know there are specific problems in their lives and in their families. That's a special part to me. I also have Chinchil, who is a 23-year-old mentally retarded boy who mentally is probably between 4 and 6 years old. He's been a real challenge to me. He's been a blessing to me. The Lord has used him in many ways in my life. And I no longer have Sunday school classes. At first I felt sort of like, man, now I don't have Sunday school classes. it's a blessing because now we have sisters that are taking over the Sunday school classes. And that is supposed to be one of my jobs, is to try and work myself out of a job. And so it looks like, you know, that part anyway is done. Although I'm not too happy about it because I like to have Sunday school class, you know. But anyway, there's a chance that the time is coming to be moving on, and we start Sunday school classes again somewhere else, right? let me see. We have I also am involved in visitation with the women and home Bible studies, encouraging them, encouraging them to serve the Lord and also be faithful at home with their families. Some of their husbands are really duds, you know, but I mean, the Bible still says, you know, women submit yourselves unto your husbands. And, so sometimes it's really hard to encourage them knowing what the Word of God says, because, that's not what really wants to tell them, you know. I mean, it just be so much the flesh wants to say, you know, kill the bum or leave or, you know, something, but you have to tell them, you know, submit yourselves unto the Lord, you know. And the Lord will change them. If we could go into Colossians 3, I'd like to share something that the Lord has been working with me, because that takes care of the ministry. I mean, you know, the clubs and working with the women and encouraging the brethren. We go out preaching once a week, and I have a little group of kids there that come together, and so we get to you know, have a Bible story or question and answer period, but most of the ministry is with the clubs and the women of the church. In Colossians 3, verse 1 and 2 says, "If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth." One thing that has been on my heart is determining where, on what is my affection set upon. I want to set them on the will of God for my life and for my ministry. And I don't want to have them set on temporal things. I want to do the will of God, and I don't want to control my life, by sentiments and by emotions. Nor do I want them run by physical things or temporal things that aren't important and that aren't going to exist. But verses 17, let's go to 17 and 23, the same chapter. It says, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And 23 says, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord. Amen. And not unto men. Amen. Well, it appears to me that motive and attitude are extremely important. Several places God's word says that, you know, we shouldn't do things murmuring or grudgingly. You know, it needs to be heartily as unto the Lord. And God has shown me clearly that since I'm indwelt with the Holy Spirit, he will guide and direct me.
Amen.
That he has a will for me, and but that just doing his will is not all that's important. His word even tells me that he will help me work on my attitude. You know, he will work on my attitude. Philippians 2:13 says, You know, sometimes we get so carried up, or at least I get so carried up in doing that I forget about attitude. And so sometimes it doesn't count, you know, for the Lord, because he looks at it, if you're doing it for him and heartily as unto him, without murmuring and complaining. Philippians 2:13 says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. I personally have come to a point that I have to believe, I have to believe that God is able to show me individually, independently, what his will is in my life. And that he's able to make me willing to do it, and he's also will give me the grace and the power to do it in his time. And I do ask that you pray for me, that I will be obedient to his will when he does reveal his will to me, and whatever decisions come about. I mean, not just in the daily life, but also in the decisions that come about. You know, the decisions that affect people and that affect lives, that I would be obedient to it, and I do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. Okay? That's what I'd like. Oh, I almost forgot. I have a poem that sort of shares what's on my heart, especially with children and you, and I'd like to sort of share it with y'all. Families are destroyed by sin and divorce. Kids need to reach out to others by force. Their hearts wounded and confused, they look to this dark world and are spiritually abused, and so they perish. Most never learn true love comes from God above. In this world of apathy, sin, and neglect, they are taught Jesus Christ to reject, and so they perish. What will happen to our children and youth without the knowledge of the truth? They have nothing in which to confide, only try because of confusion and fear to hide, and so they perish. How can I stand by and see all this neglect and misery? I must the truth boldly declare and the love of Jesus Christ to share.
Amen. Amen.
Oh Lord, you're their only hope, it's true. They must turn their hearts to you. Give to them faith and be revealed. Please be to them an everlasting shield, and they won't be lost on their way to hell, but rather in heaven will forever dwell.